Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Orioles lose last night 4-3. It was a busy weekend at Birdland as Sam Basayo signed a contract extension. Rumors of Adley Rutschman being dealt in the offseason. Let's talk to our buddy, Oriole Hall of Famer, part of our Baltimore Baseball Tonight coverage, Mike Bordick joins us. And Bordy, your reaction to the Basayo extension?
I was a little surprised, to be honest with you. Happened pretty quick, right? Only up for a few days, and next thing you know, lands a very, very very, very organizational friendly deal. I'm sure the MLB union is looking at that going, come on now, you could have held out a little bit, got more money from these guys. But I think it's really interesting because I feel like Elias, at least that's the report, has tried to do this with some of his other young superstars. But here it is, Basayo, landing the major deal. And I also thought it was pretty interesting that the team, you know, sat out there and supported him, which was great. But how many guys are sitting out there envious as all get out? These are the guys, the Gunners, you know, and Westberg. So those guys went through it. Adley winning over 100 games, going to the postseason 2 years in a row. And all of a sudden, Basayo comes up for a weekend and he gets an 8-year deal. I mean, there may be some envious players right there. But hopefully it sparks something, and maybe this becomes a trend for the Orioles and some of these younger players can get locked up.
I'm sure you saw the comments from Gunnar Henderson, right? Because they asked him immediately afterwards, well, you know, would you want to be an Oriole for life? And what do you think about an extension? And he basically says, you know, well, if they put something in front of me that was worth my agent and I looking at it, you know, I certainly would. But you know how the game is played, right? It's really easy to say, well, I was born to play in this ballpark and there's nothing better than Oriole Park at Camden Yards. And, you know, hey, I got an agent to handle all that stuff, but, you know, this was the team that drafted me. Bordy, he said, I hate losing. I hate losing more than I like winning, and I got to go somewhere where they, you know what I mean?
I got to be somewhere.
I got to be somewhere where that's the culture as well. Like, did any of this sound a little different than what we normally hear, or am I reading too much into it?
Well, I hope you're reading too much into it, because I think as fans, we want Gunnar to say, and I want to win here, and I want to be the guy here. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it doesn't happen that easily for guys that think that just winning is going to a team that has money. It really isn't that easy. So I would hope that clubhouse, Gunnar especially, Westberg, those guys, I mean, they got to come together and not think about winning somewhere else, man. I mean, I would think these guys are all in on trying to win together with the Orioles. I would hope that would be the common theme, and that, you know, these guys start sporting that. So, yeah, I think you're reading too much into that. I hope you are anyway.
We're talking to Mike Bordick. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Bordy, with the Basayo news, came news from Bob Nightingale, covers the Major League Baseball, covered it for a long time for USA Today, who's going to join this program tomorrow, saying he expects Adley Rutschman to be wearing another uniform next year. He expects the Orioles to trade him. Your reaction to that?
No way. Hey, no way, man. I think that's an overreaction. I mean, what? Listen, I like that Basayo signed an 8-year deal, but I certainly haven't seen enough of him behind the plate to say that he's the frontline catcher that's going to take this team to the World Series. I know Adley's numbers might have offensively certainly have dropped, and I think we need Basayo's bat in the big leagues, but he is very unproven defensively at the major league level. And by a lot of reports, ultimately he's going to end up at first base like most catchers do. I mean, you think about, first of all, how durable is he going to be back there? How well is he going to move? At 21 years old, he isn't moving that great, to be honest. I mean, I was impressed with his first couple starts. Just he looked relaxed, which is one thing. There's a lot that goes into being a major league catcher, okay? And I know Rogers gave him props for calling the ball game, but I still – listen – there's a lot of work that's got to be done, man. And I would not say, go ahead, Basayo, you're the catcher now. Take this team and lead them to the World Series. I just don't think it's going to happen that way. We can all dream and hope on that. But they need Adley Rutschman behind the plate. He's as solid a defending catcher as there is. And I think we have to get that bat going, obviously. But there ain't no way they're trading Adley Rutschman. I would be so surprised if that happened. And you know, I think everybody got in a panic, too, because they drafted the two catchers. But, golly, I think they're a little ways off myself. You need the depth. We've seen that. So, no way they're going to trade Adley Rutschman.
Trevor Rogers gushed about Sam Basayo in his first outing. We've seen some throws uncorked. Like he's going to be a work in progress. The kid has not caught that much, even in the minors. And he's still barely 21. So there's going to be some things he has to work through. Dean Kramer.
Did not seem thrilled.
My buddy Brian Baldinger. It's football season. Bordy. Dean Kramer did not seem to be such a big fan of Big Sam's work behind the dish. What did you think of that?
Well, I just think that Dean has gotten to a point in his career where he expects everything to be just right, especially at the major league level, and dang near perfection, because that's what's needed up there. It really is. The communication has to be spot on. If there's something missed, it's going to be a 450-foot home run. If there's something missed, guys are going to steal bases. I mean, it's incredible how much detail has to go into it. And I love the fact that Dean Kramer, for whatever reason, and I don't know the depth of it, but made sure he made it a point to let this young guy know how important that stuff is. And that's the way it's got to be. And I wish we'd see that more often instead of, hey, nice try, buddy. No. It's got to be like this, man. And so I liked it. I really did. And if Basayo backs down on something like that, and I'm not saying backs down and says, oh, Dean Kramer is a mean guy. No, hopefully embraces that. Says thank you very much, because, yeah, we want to win here, and we got to get it right.
Wow, we're talking to Mike Bordick. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Bordy, Kyle Bradish making his debut tonight. What do you hope to see? What are you expecting to see?
Well, I expect him to be really good. I really do. I mean, I don't think I think Bradish is an ace, and I hope he can stay healthy, and I think he's just going to be really good tonight. I don't know that he's gonna, throw seven and give up one like Rogers, but I think he's gonna have a nice fastball. I think his split's gonna work. I just think I'm excited for him, and I think he's gonna have good composure. He's a veteran guy now. He's gone through this, and I think he's gonna take his time with it. But he ain't gonna throw meatballs, man. This guy is filthy, and I don't think they'd let him get out there if he wasn't ready to show his filth again.
We touched on this a few weeks ago. I just want to make sure if you're still with me here. Less a little more for Jackson Holliday, and does he have to I know he got a day off the other day and Kowser let off, but are you surprised that they're really riding this leadoff thing? Maybe it seems like come hell or high water.
Yeah, I am. Because, boy, oh, boy, you can tell now.
Right? He's hitting the wall. I mean, isn't he hitting the wall?
You could see that disappointment, the frustration. You know, he's chasing pitches. You can just tell he's trying. He's just trying to make it happen. And this is a culmination, right, of a lot of things. It's a culmination of, you know, a first full year, the stresses, the anxieties. This whole year that's happened to mm-hmm. this young Oriole team has been a lot, man. That's a lot of drama going on. So just the emotions, the tax that it's taken on these guys' brains is a lot, man. And he may rebound and bounce back and get like a second wind here. But, I just think they have to proceed with caution and you know, talk them through this and maybe bump them down. Mm-hmm. You know, I think one thing they do, at least Manzolino would welcome conversation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
About that, and I think they're open and honest about things with these guys, and they may have already had a conversation like that, and maybe Holiday said, no, I'm good up there, I'll be fine, who knows, but I don't think it would hurt, and I think just to experiment too,
right?
Let's just see, can we take a little bit of pressure off you, Jackson?
Yeah.
move you down a little bit, just to get it right.
Bordy, what's going on the podcast?
Oh, man, the podcast has been great. Had a great week last week, obviously. Rafael Palmeiro got on there with some of his awesome stories. But we had golly, why am I blanking on his first name?
Give us his last name and maybe
Jeremiah Jackson, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there it is. So we had him on this morning. And just, I get blown away with the quality of these young men, man.
Yeah.
They're bringing it in here because he is another one. Just a great young guy. So happy to be here and work hard. And he's got a nice story, too. You know, what I love is, so the Orioles are surrounded by first rounders and top guys and stuff. And Jackson was a high pick, right? A second rounder, but he got lost in the shuffle, man, when the COVID hit and he had a little, some struggles and Mets didn't put him on a roster. So he's had to go through that mental grind in the minor leagues and try to reprove himself. He was in Double A this year to start things off.
And it was bad. Right? He was bad at Chesapeake.
And made his adjustments and kept grinding and working hard. And just has an awesome opportunity. He's thankful for it, and he works his butt off to try to stay here. He's a huge eye-opener, man, because a lot of guys, that's all they need and pray for, these special opportunities.
Bordy, thanks as always, buddy. We appreciate it. We'll chat next week.
All right, you guys. Thanks so much.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, coming up next, back to the Ravens. And could this be the best quarterback room the Ravens have had, frankly, in the history of their franchise? Also, the cuts are leaking out. And there's one that's a bit of a surprise. We'll give you that next here on The Fan.
This is the slowest week of training camp. You know, you've played the last preseason game. You see the first game right in front of you. But you kind of have to keep working but slow down at the same time. So we've been popping out of our skin to get ready for the actual week of preparation. But at the same time, really proud of what we accomplished during training camp. Obviously, a lot of the starters didn't play in the games. But competing against our starting defense each and every day, the kind of looks we got, how we were challenged.
So that's T. Martin speaking today, talking about this calm before the storm. And, of course, the Ravens have to have their roster set by 4 o'clock. Some cuts have been leaking in, and we'll hear T. Martin talking about Lamar Jackson in a minute and get into the conversation about the quarterback room. But a couple that aren't surprising. Devin Leary has been released. Undrafted defensive tackle out of Auburn, Jason Jones, released. This one, a bit of a surprise. Jalen Armour-Davis has been released by the Ravens. Now, maybe in the next 40 minutes they announce a trade with him. But if not, he will not be a Raven. In the last year of his deal, health has been a concern. He's had a healthy camp and has actually played well. But it sounds like he's out, which probably sounds like good news for Keon Martin.
Yeah. Now, look, are you going to get a lot for him in trade? No. But this one, I think, would sting a little bit if you just have to put him on the street. Obviously, the revelations in camp have been on the back end, and you've had two corners step up even after two draft picks got hurt and looked the part. And they've been waiting on Jalen Armour-Davis for a while, and he's had trouble staying out of the tub.
Yeah.
So... But yeah, them having to part ways with the position that they value about as much as anybody, with a kid who they had pretty high hopes for when they drafted him not that long ago, definitely constitutes a surprise. So we'll see what they're able to do there. But as I just said like a half hour ago, they're going to do one or two things that come out over the next 2 days that we're like, well, didn't totally see that one coming.
By the way, not a surprise, Brian Wacker reporting that Ruben Lowry's been told he's made the team. And I was telling you this a couple weeks. Yeah. Like, the kid just has been a revelation.
Did everything you could have hoped he could do in the summer to show you that you think, you know, he's worth keeping in your building.
So Devin Leary gone, but Lamar Jackson should have won the MVP last year. You finally have a legit backup in Cooper Rush. Back to the Lamar of it all, and T. Martin talks about Lamar Jackson's growth.
Yeah, I think it's more about Lamar. You know, it's about maturity and the progression of his career, like you said. You know, he's at a point where, you know, he's seen a lot. He's experienced a lot. We've had two back-to-back years of some really, really tough losses that ended the season in a way that, you know, we don't want to end the season. And if you know Lamar like I know him competitively, he's probably thought about that every day, every minute during offseason. And so that comes with a sense of urgency and a sense of purpose. And he started training camp that way, you know, speaking with the team, private meeting where he spoke from his heart. And he's been leading that way every day. It hadn't been a day where his communication hadn't gone to the next level. His performance, his level of work, his level of everything. We talk about the things that we don't see on the field. That
So T. Martin said Lamar's itching to go, and he's coming off back-to-back incredible seasons. We expect, assuming health, more of the same. And now you have a backup quarterback in Cooper Rush that if Lamar had to miss a week or two, you're feeling pretty good about.
Yeah, I do think that this is the best quarterback room they've had in quite some time. And we'll see if they can upgrade it at a third quarterback. I think they can. I know they can. There's guys on the street.
Guys out there,
sign who still could be stashed on a practice squad or far superior to Devin Leary. I think it's the best 1-2 in their prime punch they've had in a long time. If you want to go back to the year where Flacco lost his job to Lamar and you say, wait a minute, well, that was a Super Bowl winning quarterback. I mean, it was also an offense that didn't fit that Super Bowl winning quarterback anymore. It was kind of two teams. They had two offenses. Two totally contrary offenses that once they finally made the switch, they switched over to. Joe Flacco is certainly more accomplished than Cooper Rush. So like if we could have that discussion.
But Jason.
But these are two guys right now, one who is should have won three MVPs already, who's going to go down as a top five or top six quarterback of all time, perhaps. And Cooper Rush, who was regularly winning games with Dallas teams that were pretty janky.
Let's be honest, though, and we all love Joe Flacco, and I appreciate and respect what he's done. Like, he's still playing in the NFL. The last couple years here were bad.
It was rough.
It was bad. So, like, I know we like to mythologize and think of things. Like, it's that whole the 1 year he had with the
Kubiak.
And we look, people talk about that like now it was the greatest show on turf. Yeah. It wasn't. Like, he got hurt and he got replaced. He was going to get replaced anyway because if Harbaugh doesn't switch, he's probably getting fired right at the end of that year. So let's be frank about what was going on here at that point.
Yeah. But again, like, hey, the Ravens for the second half of that year had a former Super Bowl MVP as a backup quarterback. So if you want to tell me that's a better quarterback room.
Well, he was hurt a little bit, yeah.
Well, he wasn't as hurt as they let on, as they tried to make you think he was hurt. he was ready to play about 1 week after that Cincinnati game.
Yeah.
The first, you know, coming off the bye, and then all of a sudden, the injury was lingering. But regardless, I think they have a chance here in the next 24, 48 hours to have a trio back there. Like, I mean, Easton Stick. I like what I saw of Easton Stick in the preseason. I've liked Easton Stick at times in the past. Like, there's some dudes with skill sets out there who could be, I think, much better number three quarterbacks than Snoop Huntley was the last couple of years.
And much better than what Devin Leary has shown us.
Yeah, that they took a shot. They'll be looking for another developmental quarterback next spring, you know, in round six, round seven, or right after the draft as an undrafted free agent. I will always wonder, though. I saw, you know, my guy, Milrow, he looked pretty good for Seattle in the preseason.
They said they're going to have packages for him.
They're going to. Like, I do wonder how much they thought about that one. That could have been interesting.
Coming up next, we are less than 2 weeks away from the start of the season. Actually, the season it opens a week from Thursday. So for Dallas and Philly, it's even sooner.
Snuck up on
us.
Yeah,
I know. That's NFC, though, Jason. Coming up next, it's six-pack time. Six-pack of the best teams right now in the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
AFC, we'll tell you next here on The Fan. Six-pack sponsored by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the good feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. Who are the best six teams in the AFC right now? Bellway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
I got to be honest, 1 through 5 was kind of easy for me. 6 is where I struggled. I eventually settled on the Bengals at 6. And the Bengals, they fought out of a hole last year, went on a winning streak to put themselves in contention to make the playoffs at the end of the season. Alas, they did not. I got to think they don't get off to another slow start. I don't love their defense, but their offense is elite. I put the Bengals at 6.
Thought about the Bengals here. Strongly considered the Bengals here. I went with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Can't quit them.
Look, I'm looking at the roster construction. I'm looking at the coaching staff and their ability to handle what's being thrown at them. And this does look like a group of mercenaries, but I think Mike Tomlin can handle it. Both coordinators were already there. So unlike Cincinnati, where some people are telling me they think Al Golden's great. Well, I don't know. I think Luan Marullo is pretty good. I don't like their defense. I don't like the interior Cincinnati's offensive line. And I think Pittsburgh will find a way to win a game or two more than Cincinnati or just go through on tiebreakers. So I give the nod to Mike Tomlin, who's never had a losing season, unlike Zach Taylor, who is a very equipped at going to the playoffs. And we're basically, when you start talking about 6 and 7, right, it's getting in. I'm not saying I think they could do any damage there, but the defense has the makings of being elite. It is superior special teams. And they make the playoffs most years without the offense being any good anyway.
I'll say this. Zach Taylor's been to a Super Bowl recently, and Mike Tomlin hasn't won a playoff game since the Obama administration.
I'm not talking about the playoffs.
I'm just saying.
I'm talking about regular season.
I hear you.
Number 5.
I think, Cincinnati's won, one of their last 11 or 12 September football games.
They struggle early. Yeah, I know.
5 is where I went with the other Harbaugh. I think 3 teams are making it from the West. The Chargers losing Slater is a big deal, but they just drafted Alt, who is used to playing on the left side, and I don't think he'll step in at Slater's level, but I still think he's a starting caliber left tackle. I think the run game should be a little more dynamic this year. It's a shame what happened to J.K. Dobbins. The defense definitely got better last year. There are guardrails in place now. This is a guy who knows how to take a team on the road and find a way to get a result. And they opened things up for Herbert as the season expanded. And look, we can talk about Herbert in the playoffs and all that. Herbert does a lot of damage in the regular season, so the Chargers are my five.
Yeah, we're simpatico at five. I am a little worried about Slater being, like, he's a high-end tackle, and he's done for the year. And I did like the Hampton kid they drafted in the first round, but I am with you at five. I'm wondering if our top five are going to be the same, but I have the Chargers at five.
They're not going to be.
Number four.
Four's where I have the Denver Broncos, and they came on strong at the end of last season. I like what they've done in the offseason to make improvements to the defense. Remember, they did lead the league in sacks a year ago, and I like Sean Payton a lot. I love Bo Nix. I have the Broncos at four.
Put the Kansas City Chiefs at four.
Wow.
The more I've thought about this, I mean, the Super Bowl hangover thing is like, the team that loses the Super Bowl tends to implode. I don't think they're going to implode, but it's a hell of a schedule. I think they're in the toughest division of football. All of a sudden, 2 years ago, that division was a joke.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I think it's the best division in football. Having to open up in Brazil is tough. It's going to, I think they'll win that game, but it's going to throw things all over the place. The offensive line is better, but it doesn't mean it's good. The Rice thing gives me some pause, however, and whenever
he gets suspended,
that kicks in.
Yeah.
I mean, Patrick Mahomes has avoided so, right? He's had high ankles, all this stuff, and he never's missed any time. I just have a feeling that some stuff that tends to catch up to a team that loses the Super Bowl catches up to them.
I'm going to lean Ken because of the Bengals over the Steelers, but I do like the Chiefs being a little bit lower. But I do lean Ken. I think the Bengals are the better team than Pittsburgh.
We are doing the six-pack of the best teams in the AFC. And Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
Three's where I put the Buffalo Bills. I don't know how much we're going to learn about them because I think their division is going to be a joke. And so they're going to be able to hit some cruise control. I still worry about their pass rush. I think offensively, obviously, they do a lot of things. They still, I don't know that they have what I would quantify as a true number one receiver, and I wonder about that a little bit. Sean McDermott wins a lot of regular season games. They're going to be there in the end. Would it shock me if they broke through and went to the Super Bowl this year? It wouldn't, but there is a part of me that has a little pause by the fact that hasn't happened yet. And Kansas City certainly seems to have their number when it really matters.
Yeah.
But I put them at three.
We are simpatico. I've got the Bills at three as well. They, if not for the Kansas City Chiefs, they may have played in a couple Super Bowls already, but alas, they can't get past the Chiefs, so I have them at three.
Number two.
Two is where I have the Baltimore Ravens. This everybody and their uncle is telling me this is the best roster in football. They still need to get over the hump in the postseason, though. But they have the best quarterback. They have a running back that seems ageless. Their wide receivers now are a thing. They have two really good tight ends, assuming Isaiah Likely comes back healthy. And the defense should be much better this year. And I like the changes they made to the coaching staff. I have the Ravens at two.
I've got the Denver Football Broncos at two. Hall of Fame track head coach who already has a Lombardi trophy. Bo Nix with a whole offseason knowing he's the starter, not splitting reps, none of that baloney. Sean Payton spending the whole offseason saying, well, damn, if I did all that with that kid last year without a running game, what's it going to look like with a running game this year? They'll have a running game this year. He found his Mark Ingram. A really good offensive line, and for me, a top three defense in football. And it's a top three defense in football where most of those guys are still young and hungry. They haven't been paid yet. They're fully and totally motivated. They should have beat Kansas City at Arrowhead last year. What was it, a block chip shot field goal?
Yeah, that was
like
fun.
They had some weird stuff go against them a year ago that I think will make them better this year. I think the Denver Broncos are a formidable, formidable football operation that is just starting to sort of ascend into their prime.
Number one.
I've got the Ravens one. A lot of people in this league, smart evaluators, think they have the best 1 through 90 and will have the best 1 through 53. They've got the best quarterback on the planet right now in great form. Todd Monken sticking around is a big deal. Zach Orr in year two with Pagano with him is a big deal. You can't not but be enthused by what you saw of the rookies who are expected to contribute right away. Loop having the summer he had as big looper.
There it is.
Is a big deal. It's hard not to be bullish on them.
I like it. And if not for that beast in Kansas City, and I respect the way you went through this, but Andy Reid's the best coach in football, and Patrick Mahomes, a first ballot Hall of Famer. And until I see with my own eyes that they're done, I got to say.
Oh, I don't know if they're done. I think this year they're going to dip.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I think they might dip a little bit this year.
Until I see it, they've won three Super Bowls and they've been to what, five? I still got them one.
That's a big W for the Ginger Gorilla.
I guess the fix wasn't in today. I guess the fix wasn't in. Today.
Tyler Loop. I was waiting for Loop to come up maybe at five.
Yeah.
Tyler Loop.
That's where
five.
He belongs.
That's right.
That's
behind the undrafted guys.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yep.
But it's your fault he lost that six pack.
Correct. I stand
but
by.
But you're
it.
Scoring at home. That was Ben's screw up.
Why'd you have me
not
today?
Not GG's
though?
Terrible list.
Well, yeah. Today you brought, I remembered about the lollipops, so now I'm getting skewed that way. You brought lollipops. Seriously now.
Yes.
Why? I'm sorry.
Yes.
I thought because all my voting.
I bribe him
right.
with lollipops.
I think the Bills, to me, are a better team than the Broncos. I think we're going to see a little bit of regression with Bo Nix. And I would have put the Ravens one over the Chiefs, but I get it.
That way, Ben. Six pack, always fun. Coming up next, though, we take a look, a deep dive at the Ravens and their rookies. And we're waiting them to get down to 53. Obviously, the one surprise so far, if you're just tuning in, it sounds like Jalen Armour Davis has been released by the Ravens. We'll get an official list coming up, hopefully, sometime after 4 o'clock. Last year, a reminder, we did not get their official list until a little after 8 o'clock. But how much do we expect Malachi Starks and Mike Green to hit the ground running? How much do we expect to see them week one? We'll tell you next here on The Fan. Ravens done practice today, and they have to get the roster down by 4 o'clock. According to Jeff Zurebeck, Bo Braid has been released, so another move that probably bodes well for Keon Martin making this team. Brian Wacker already reporting that Reuben Lowry has made this team. Jalen Armour Davis, sounds like he's been released as well. But let's talk about two guys we know are going to be there week one, and we know are going to play week one, Jason. And that's their first two picks in this draft, Malachi Starks and Mike Green. How fast do you think they hit the ground running? How much do they play week one?
Well, they're both going to play. They're both going to be active. I think Malachi Starks is on the field the entire game. I don't know. Like, could there be some derivation of a sub package that exists where they get him off the field? I really doubt it. I mean, the expectation is that he's the next great Ravens defensive back, and you don't want to put too much on a kid, but he's the first guy taken in the draft at his position. It's a position that they highly value. It's a position that Chuck Pagano coaches at an extremely high level. And it's a system that's conducive to success on the back end. And it was last year from midseason on. Like we've seen in this defense, guys with far less pedigrees have 8 interception seasons.
Yeah.
So I don't know why this isn't all about Malachi Starks being on the field pretty much all the time, unless it's a blowout. And if they have to recalibrate at some point in time down the road. But I mean, even Trent Simpson was getting like 98% of the snaps early last year. And this guy is, I think, far more entrenched as a day one regular than Trent Simpson.
Yeah, I'm with you. Assuming it's not a blowout, I think he's on the field almost all the time. I do think Mike Green's going to be a little different,
yes,
though.
Yes, me too.
I think it's going to be like early on, pure passing situations. They'll give him opportunity to get going coming after the quarterback.
I agree. And that, you know, whether they add somebody on to this group from outside, Clowney, Zadarius, whatever, or not, I still think they think pretty highly of their defense as a whole. He's not displacing Kyle Van Noy or Owe right away. I think what Trent Simpson can do as a blitzer as well might even cut a snap or two into Mike Green. I think they want Mike Green to see ball, get ball, and put him in positions where his bend and speed and instincts can take over and help him clean up, you know, some messes that other people create and feel a little bit unencumbered to make things happen behind the line of scrimmage. So I don't know, like, what the Bills are going to do. Do the Bills come out and try to run the ball and establish that early like they did in the playoffs? How much of that had to do with the fact it was a one-game season and the elements and all of that as well, obviously playing in the snow late in the season? And I'm sure they're going to want to stay somewhat balanced. But Josh Allen's a guy who can make rookie defenders look a little bit silly. Josh Allen's a guy that you really have to be committed to the muddle rush, the mush rush, and keeping him in the pocket. And that's going to be Mike Green's first NFL game with his heart beating out of his chest. You know what I mean? Is he always going to be football committed to that? Is he going to think he sees something that he doesn't? And now, Allen gets outside the pocket and runs for 35 yards. I do think they're going to be judicious, especially when facing a Josh Allen or a Patrick Mahomes very early in this young man's career, about the positions they put him in.
Yeah, I know we've talked a lot about how we still think that edge is a need, but as you pointed out, they got two guys last year that had double-digit sacks, and they're both different levels of veterans. Yeah. Like, this is not... I think Mike Green's probably going to be shot out of a cannon Sunday Night Football. The whole world is watching. It's probably a good idea to give him like a
little
slow,
less can be more.
Yes. Now, assuming he's the player they think he is, he's going to play more as the season goes on, and maybe sooner rather than later.
And I'm still bullish on the fact that you're going to look at his numbers at the end of the year, and some of them are going to be pretty impressive. But I think there's going to be some weekends where they've got certain matchups, and they get up on a team at halftime, and it's a lesser team, and they let him go out there and kick somebody's ass in the second half and play a little bit more and build up his confidence that way. But I do think you want to lean to guys who have seen this before, who have had success defending this before. And let's not get it twisted. The game here in prime time, Josh Allen got it completely embarrassed.
Yes.
That whole offense, which was absolutely humming coming into that thing, that game was over at halftime. They got absolutely punched in the nose, and they didn't like it. And that was a blemish on Josh Allen's, I'm using air quotes, MVP resume. Lamar Jackson didn't have no game like that.
No,
he did not. His rough game at Pittsburgh, like, it wasn't that. Now, he still had a chance to win that game late. They were pulling Josh Allen and starters off the field late in the third quarter because it was over.
Yeah. No, I'm completely with you. I just want the football to get here, don't you, Jason?
Like, it's almost here, man.
This bye week. Our friend Jonas Schaefer, if you're just tuning in, confirmed reported Ravens roster cuts. Quarterback Devin Leary, Zaire Mitchell-Payton, the tight end, Jalen Armour-Davis, Bo Braid, and undrafted free agents fullback Lucas Scott. Offensive lineman Gerard Lichtenhahn and defensive lineman Jason Jones. So those are what we know so far, or we think we know. Is they have to get their roster in 5 minutes, Jason.
I'm sure they've probably already sent everything into the,
but they won't tell
the football
us.
Operations department of the NFL, and the waiver wire is being put together. When is the proper time to officially tell your fans and the media? Who's to say? Who's to say?
They say it's 4 o'clock, Jason. The league.
Well, I guess the league doesn't mandate it.
Yeah, yeah. Because last year we found it at 8:30. So that was fun. Hey, coming up next, just because Bones in Greece doesn't mean we can't play bounce back, fallback, because I know Beltway Ben will do a fantastic job filling in those shoes. It's bounce back, fallback next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.